Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my sports history friends. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, and it's time for some more great team sports history infected by the uniforms that the players wore. And remember, players didn't always wear uniforms with numbers on them, so we can't always talk about the digits. Anything before 1930 is sort of a crapshoot as far as getting a number, and most of the time you cannot because players were not required to wear numbers. So let's get into our June 2nd history. And it starts off June 2nd, 1935, after one last stint of a partial season in Boston with the Braves, future Hall of Famer number 3, Babe Ruth, formally announced his retirement as a player at the 40 years of age. Ruth started out playing in the Major League Baseball with the Boston Red Sox before the famous trade that led to years with the New York Yankees and then back to Boston with the Braves for a partial season. You know, some great couple decades there of Babe Ruth, one of the greatest baseball players in Major League Baseball history, calling and hanging it up on June 2nd. June 2nd, 1942, as many brave men and women did in a sense of patriotism, Boston Red Sox star Ted Williams, number 9, enlisted into the U.S. military for World War II service as a Navy aviator. June 2nd, 1958, New York Yankees pitcher Whitey Ford, old number 16, sat down 6 Chicago White Sox batters in a row to tie an American League record, and the Yanks went on to win 3-0. Now, we have a little news clip here from the Sunbury, Pennsylvania, the Daily Item of that next day talking about this great event. It says, Hank Bauer belted a pair of home runs and Mickey Mantle won Monday night, giving the New York Yankees a 3-0 win over the Chicago White Sox. Sox, as Whitey Ford tied an American League record by striking out 6 in a row. He won his 5th straight and with his first shutout in 2 years. Now that is just some great baseball history and great sports history there for the day of June 2nd. If you want to catch more great sports history, go to the sportshistorynetwork.com or jerseydispatch.com and sign up for our daily newsletter that brings you all that's going on in the history of sports on Pigskin Dispatch, Jersey Dispatch, the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, Orville Mulligan podcast, and sportshistorynetwork.com. So tune in for that and get it in your email inbox each and every day by signing up during the notes of this very podcast or on Pigskin Dispatch or jerseydispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week, Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.